What's up, guys? Welcome to Run It Back with Blair Bomber. I'm Blair Bomber, and is it too late to vote? It's election night, baby! Who's ready to cry? Oh, but yeah, you know what? We can't be too sad. We can't be sad because you don't want to know why. Because you want to know why. Because you want to know why. Because you want to know why. Because the studio is set up, boys and girls, and theys and thems. So we're going to christen this, all right, with a little bit of a little late night IPA. Ooh, you know, Texas does a lot of things well. They do barbecue well, they do beer well, and they do whores all well. Super good. You know what? I'm even going to put this shit in a glass. That's how good I'm feeling. Shout out Electric Jellyfish Hazy IPA. And then the throwback Bob's mug. Fuck yeah. Guys, it is... Fuck, it's good to have a setup. Look at this shit. Look at this fucking shit. Let's just do a couple quick thank yous. First of all, fuck this chair. Second of all, my mom, who's... Shout out Bonnie. She's the fucking best. My mom and Ed had a part of this too. But back in the day, they kept all our jerseys. My brother and I kept all of our jerseys. And they had a friend who was like, hey, you know, I can turn it into a quilt. And they showed some quilt that someone fucking made. And they're like, that'd be cool. And I didn't think anything of it at all. Not even once. Ooh, also cheers. Clink, clink, clink. Ooh, that's nice. Ooh, that's nice. And you know what's nice? Because your boy's a Bud Light piece of shit. So if I'm drinking an IPA... better be good. I mean, I can't tell the difference. It all tastes the same to me. I'm kidding. I know the difference. Shut up. But look, my mom, she paid someone, I forget who it was. It was like Diane Axelson. Shout out, is this a shout out Diane moment? Dirty Diana. Ooh. Dirty Diana. Play your offbeat. Anyway, they made this quilt and then I never saw it again. They just made it and they put it in a fucking bag and I never saw it. And then when I went home, Ed was like, yeah, do you want this thing? And I was, you know, I think it would be kind of, I don't know what I'm going to do with it because I felt bad. I don't want to put it on my bed because I know at some point I'm going to fuck on this. And I don't think it's that cool to just come on things you used to wear semi-professionally in high school. That's just not a good look. So I did. I fucking hung this shit up, dude. Hung it up. I think it looks nice, don't you think? I think it looks fucking good. Shout out me. For having the good idea. Also, gotta have the logo. You gotta have, and you know what? Sonics, baby. Gotta rep the Sonics. And then my boy Nody. You probably don't know if you can tell from there, but Nody's the fucking man. I had to put him in. So shout out Nody. Even though I tried sending him a picture of it, and he just is the guy has a flip phone still. You know, when you get arrested in Korea one too many times, it will make you. You will put things in perspective. Like, you're like, okay, I don't need an iPhone. I just need to not be in a Korean prison. And at that point, you're like, do I have a signal? Don't really care. Not in a Korean prison. Eat shit, K-Town. Also, happy election night. Who'd you guys vote for? Dude, that shit's so annoying. When did people start doing that? Like, I don't even know who my parents voted for ever at any point in my life. I've never asked them. I was always taught that would be rude. So I just don't do it. But now everyone is just like, are you gonna
tell me who you vote for? Because, you know, if you don't tell me who you voted for, that means you voted for Trump.
That's not how things work, dude. All right? Because this is what it's like. You know, people that vote, that super people that are uber liberals, what they're like. They vote and they tell you about it. They're like someone who's in great shape and never shuts the fuck up about being keto. It's like, we get it. You're in good shape. You're better than most of us. You got your shit together. I mean, it's fine. We understand it. Yeah. I'm going to watch you do a workout video tomorrow as you do some fucking yoga pose. But then you're only going to show the pictures of you flexing your ass cheek up behind your leg so your cheeks look really good. Yeah, we get that, dude. You're liberal. It's awesome. That's fine. We know who you voted for. But it's like, can you just, you don't have to just throw it in everybody's face. Just go about your business. Now, those are like the far left people. The one, and this is, guys, this is not a political podcast. Okay? It's not about politics. It's about dicks. This is the Dick Joke Podcast, and it has nothing to do. I don't care who you vote for. You guys already know that I know I've got a strong Republican following. I'm really big in Montana. I mean, my mom likes my shit, but that's about it. Like, I just don't care. I don't care who you vote for. My vote doesn't count. Did I vote? Fuck you. Don't ask me that. Maybe I did. Maybe I fucking didn't. All right? And if you hear me say this and you're someone who's going to reach out to me and be like, I can't believe you didn't vote. It's like, I didn't say I didn't vote. Oh, because I didn't take a fucking picture of myself with my sticker. Did you guys see? I'm in front of the mailbox and I put my vote in. Bup, 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 bup. You know, I guarantee you some of those fucking people that, like, act all liberal, they fucking voted for third party. They voted for third party because they think Biden's retarded, but they don't want to say they voted for Trump, and they don't want to say they didn't vote. So they're like, yeah, I just voted for, you know, whatever. I voted for the other guy. I voted for Ayn Rand. If I'm being honest, guys, I voted for Kanye. Okay? Did you see him on Rogan? He had some really great things to say. We're just hanging out, guys. Like, look, we're in a new studio. And by we, I mean just me. In a nice new studio. Things are fun. I mean, the world's on fire, yeah. But we kind of already knew that. Let's not pretend like it hasn't been on fire for most of our lives. So if we can just sit back and enjoy the scenery and try to enjoy what we're at. Because, I mean, right now, I mean, I'm still in this shitty chair. But the fucking studio, man. Aren't you guys excited for me? Fuck yeah, dude. Ooh, that's like 6.5%. That's going to get me a little fucked up. Your boy, I worked hard today, though. I coached 7 classes. That means I spent 7 hours saying, hey, Katie, do you want to fit in that dress or not, you fat bitch? I didn't say that. You know what? Dude, the chair, whenever I say like a shit joke, and then I just go, and then I'm like, yeah, and then I called her a dumb bitch. It's literally what you hear when you're bombing. It's just the creak of a chair. Also, there's a girl on Tinder who's messaging me right fucking now. I can't stop, dude. By the way, I don't like to eat ass and tell, but I will talk about coming on somebody's face and tell you. I've already been knocking it out of the fucking park. Shout out Austin, dude. The women out here are very, they're very forward. Like, they don't have time, especially if they're over the age of 30. If they're over the age of 30, dude, they're like, hey, you're going to need to shove your dick in the back of my throat until I almost throw up, but I won't because, you know, that would be gross. But I'm gonna let you fuck the back of my mouth a little bit. I'm gonna let you do a little bit of on the back of the dangly thing. Shout out Cardi B. Cardi B gets it. Hit that whack at butt. No, dude, I didn't. I mean, yeah. Here's the problem, dude, is you're not supposed to talk about fucking unless you're fucking all the time, then people already know you're doing it. And then if you talk about it, people are like, well, we knew you were gonna talk about it because you're doing it all the time. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention it. Fucking Nightpod, guys. Nightpod. I got lights set up. I can podcast any time of the fucking day. I'm not beholden to just when it's nice outside, dude. This is a game changer. That means I'm going to be fucking feeding you guys. I'm going to be holding your hand and then spoon feeding you content. Maybe forever. I mean, there's no money in it. But if you do things only because people pay you, that's not what you should do, right? Like, what was that quote from the Joker? If you're good at something, never do it for free. Yeah, well, I'm really good at fucking, dude. That's not true. I'm not that good. I'm really good at beating off, and no one's ever paid me Well, there was that one guy in Albuquerque. He's like, I'll give you $2,000 if you beat off in front of me, but you have a minute and a half to come. And I was like, dude, start that clock. I could do that in $2,000. $2,000. I can do that in 30 seconds. Just show me the money. Put the money on the table and I'll come on my own face and then I'll rub it in the money. That's what I'll do. Blair, you really kind of, Blair, I feel like you've just kind of steered into the naughty stuff. Yeah, guys, I've got a man cave, dude. This is my motherfucking lair. I got to name it. I gotta have a fucking name for this, I think, I feel like, though. Because I mean, I don't have any furniture. Look, this is how you guys know that I love podcasting. I got an air mattress in the other room. I have one little mini three-shelf dresser. I put underwear in that and socks and some old basketball shorts. That's what I do with that. And then I put all my effort into setting the studio. I have a fold-out chair staring at a candle in my living room. I barely have anything, but I have the studio. I got the fucking studio, guys. So if you weren't a believer then, I gotta imagine you're a believer now, right? I gotta imagine you're a believiever now. Oh, I'm just gonna fucking... Am I gonna pull this thing back from time to time? Yeah, dude. If I'm feeling squirrely, I'm just gonna back up a little bit with it. Ooh. This is kind of a hot look. I'm just gonna, you know, pull it down here. Sit right... I mean, if you can't... You probably can't see that. That's probably really annoying. You're right. I should stop. Anyway, dude, how's your Halloween? Anybody do anything? Did anybody make a mistake? Because Halloween, if you're going to make a mistake, Halloween is when you're supposed to do it, right? Because you're usually wearing a mask, and women kind of understand if you grab them by the pussy and they're wearing, if you can see their pussy, you should be able to grab it. That's my rule. If I can see your pussy, I should be able to grab it, okay? If I can see it, I should be able to get a couple, and then fish hook back, Trump 2020. Dude, they're all jokes. Man, dude, everyone is taking stuff so seriously. And I understand it. I get it, dude. If you don't want your grandparents to die because of COVID, you want to live a long and happy life. I get it, dude. I understand where you're coming from. But sometimes you want to just check out. You want to just like, you want to find someone who cares less, and then you want to listen to that guy talk. And that's what you're doing here. You guys know I don't give a shit about most things. Like, if I care about it, it's usually my favorite type of frozen pizza, Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, that kind of hierarchy, whether to wear or not to wear a condom on a one-night stand. I mean, wear a condom on a one-night stand. Unless she's hot. Unless she's, like, crazy hot. Then you gotta roll that dice. That's what I'll do, dude. If she's fucking over an 8.5, 9, I'm not wearing a condom unless she's like, hey, wear a condom. Then I'll tell her I'm wearing one, but I'm not. All right, quick Tinder break. Let's just take a quick look. I'm not gonna get any dead time. I don't wanna do any editing. This one is very fluid. This first podcast, it's shooting from the hip. There's a lot going on. I do kind of have an agenda. I know earlier I was talking about, well, not earlier, but like in the pod last week, I was talking about how I was going to go over all the places that I lived over the course. But I might split that up. I might do every other and I'll go back to that. I think people like those. No one ever tells me if they like them or not. They just tell me if they don't like it. Which is, I think, how you know if you've really arrived, is when people say, hey, I hate that thing you do. Because they like it, they just don't say anything at all. Which is kind of a fucking bummer. Can you just tell me you loved it? I need the validation. You guys know it. I have a mustache. What do you think I'm doing here? All right. That is the best response. You see? Look, when she opens up with a ha-ha, that's the best response. Fucking guys, I'm in. Guys, I'm fucking in there. And she's got a hot guy name. Do you guys like when girls have guy names? I think it's kind of sexy. Like a girl named Ryan. Oof. A girl named Ryan? But she spells it funky, like R-Y-A-N-N-E. It's like, ooh, come over here and let me not buy you a drink because I'm still kind of broke. Dude, it's just me laughing alone. I'm just laughing at all my own jokes, which is not the way to really do it. But let's, anyway, hold on, let me read this thing. She's talking about her job. And that's cool. I did ask the question. And she did say it is boring as shit. Wow. That's totally, yeah, that's the way to go. Look, dude, I love when people get their job, it's kind of lame. Like, you have a job and it's like, oh yeah, I work on process servers. Okay. Do you love it? Nope. I fucking sure as shit don't love it. People that love their job are my favorite kind of people. And I don't care what the job is. Like, if you're a fucking middle school teaching special ed, not if you're in middle school, if you're a middle school teacher who teaches special ed and you love that shit, fucking good on you, man. That's great. Garbage man loves garbage? Fuck yeah. A cook who works in the back of like an old Mexican restaurant, but he's a white guy and he loves that shit because he loves being a part of a culture better than his own? Hell yeah, dude. Give that guy some love. Okay, hold on. I'm going to go radio silence because I have to focus on this text. Okay? And I might have to... Fuck. Do I have to edit this out? Damn it. I got to edit this. Okay. Right, will you be mad? What am I saying? No one's fucking listening. I could go dead for 10 minutes straight and I don't think anybody would say anything. I'm going to do that one of these days. I'm going to start the podcast, go for like 10 minutes, and then I'm just going to walk out of the room and go do something for like 10, 15 minutes. I'm going to come back and I'm going to see if anybody fucking noticed. Let's try it right now. Dude, okay. Dude, I will say this. I'm an incredible texter. Like, I am really fucking good. I understand tone. People are like, you throw a lot of LOLs in there. Yeah, you're supposed to, dude. It's how you convey your tone. If I just said stuff and don't put ha-has or LOLs at the end of it, people would just assume I'm a crazy person, which, not far from the truth. But, shh. Oh, yeah. That's fucking, dude, okay. Because she was like, hey, so we're talking about Orange Theory. By the way, I'm just going to, like, I'm live podcasting about this this Tinder, maybe potential meetup. Who knows? I don't want to jinx it, guys. I don't want to jinx it. But she's talking to me and she was like, what are you, I told her that I'm working at Orange Theory. And I was like, I told her I'm happy to be back at work. And she said, I thought Orange Theory had been back for a while. And I said, it hasn't back for a while in Texas, but I just moved here from California about a week ago. And then I throw a Bobby Shmurda GIF in there. Dude, come on, man. If she gets this, she's the one. If she laughs at this Bobby Shmurda GIF, because you are hot and you cannot say that word unless Trump is reelected. Then it's like, hey, guys. Free range, say whatever you... I'm kidding. Dude, they're all jokes. Never say those things. Okay? God. I just, like, look. Part of me hopes that Biden wins just so everyone can chill the fuck out. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, Republicans, like, they'll shoot their guns in the air, but they're really not going to do anything. They're not on Twitter. They don't know how phone works. They don't know how phones work. They have no idea what it means. Okay, they're just gonna fucking be like, all right, you know what? We had a good 4 years, man. It was cool, dude. We'll get you guys next time, though. All right, Biden's gonna die soon. Is that black lady gonna be in prison? I hope she puts everybody in prison. What's is going on with me? Yo, I went out and I'm doing stand-up again, guys. I'm really doing stand-up again. I'm doing it in the back of coffee shops. But, I mean, fucking whatever. I mean, it's not really a coffee shop. It's like a coffee shop bar type deal. But it feels like a coffee shop, which means it kind of fucking blows. That's just what that means. So, I got up at this bar. It's called San Jack. On San Jacinto Boulevard. It's a cool little spot, actually. And the mic's upstairs. It's a big open, it's not a big open area, but it feels like definitely like it's a cool room. So I was able to get up there. I'm dusting off all the hits that you can't even call hits because they've never played anywhere ever. But I'm dusting all of them off, man. And I had a fucking really solid, for an open mic, dude, if you ever get a laugh in an open mic, you feel like you're the fucking king of the world. You feel like Jack on the front just thinking about fucking Rose right in her ass and throwing her over the edge because she was the reason that he died. Guys, we can't forget that Jack was the reason that Rose was alive and then Rose wouldn't scoot the fuck over. Rose, scoot over. It's not about you. We can take turns. And you know what? The door is big enough for the both of us. That was the first time I ever cried in a movie. So I think I'm holding a vendetta against Rose. Because of that fucking stupid bitch. That stupid, stupid bitch. All right. Well, I don't know what I was saying. I lost it. Oh, Mike. Oh, yeah. So get a mic. You laugh at a mic. You fucking feel great. I did well, man. I really fucking got laugh. I had forgotten what it's like to get a fucking laugh on a joke that you wrote, that you've worked out, that you think could be a part of your act. Maybe if you ever have an act, if you ever become anything with stand-up, because who the fuck knows anymore? But man, it felt good. And I was riding high. And then what did I do while I was riding high? I went to another mic and I fucking bombed. Dude, I bombed bad, man. It was real bad. But that's what happens though. Like, that's what it is. You're gonna bomb. And that is just like, I can't even describe how that is just the way it goes. You do well, you think you got some shit, you go to a different room, and regardless of if the room is shit or not, regardless of if it was in an open coffee shop where the mic was shit and the guy who hosts it might be the biggest retarded person I've ever met in my entire life, the guy is just delusional, and I hope he hears this, because you can go fuck yourself, man. I'm bringing my own mic with me, dude, everywhere I go. Bring my own mic. I mean, I bring it to the store, I bring it to open mics, I bring it on dates, I put it in pussies. It's what the mic is for. I bring this thing with me, and he won't fucking set the fucking other mic up, which is fine. I'll do it, but it doesn't work. And then I get off, I fucking eat my dick, and he goes, that's why you shouldn't bring your own, don't bring your own mic. It's like, fuck you, dude. I'm being responsible. What are you doing? You're doing fucking nothing. You fucking idiot fuck. God, I hate fucking people sometimes. They drive me fucking crazy. Also, I'm leaning back right now, guys. I'm fucking chilling so hard. I got a beer. I'm catching me a little bit of a buzz. There is something lazy about leaning back. I don't really like it. I don't feel as creative. I feel like I'm trying to show somebody up. But it's also, this chair isn't good on my back. Do you guys even care about the chair being good on my back? Because it's not that good on my back. But then I bombed, dude. And then the status quo is returned. The podcast studio is set up. I'm doing mics. I'm eating my own dick. All is right in the world. I'm fucking whores off Tinder. This is just, I'm in the fucking pocket. I'm saying fuck too much. It's just the way I wanted it all to be. Now, some people might get mad. Like, Blair, I wish you wouldn't have overshared so much. Why is AZ turning on? I turned that bitch off. Shit. Can you hear that? I mean, you probably can, but who cares, dude? You can't bring me down. Don't bring me down, down. Don't bring me down, down. Don't bring me down, down. Dude, hey, you know what I was thinking would be a cool thing? Because I'm a big fan of the Russillo podcast, a big fan of the Bill Burr podcast. I love pods, dude. I think pods are fucking great. They do a lot of, they like, Russillo does, I can't fucking speak, dude. Too excited, a little bit buzzed, can't speak. Russillo does life advice, and I think that's pretty, shut up, girl who I'm trying to have sex with. I think it's cool that Russillo does life advice, because a lot of these guys that write in are kind of fucking morons, but those are the guys that write in, that's what I think. That's why I think that people don't write into this podcast, because my listeners fucking kick ass, dude. You guys kick ass every fucking day. You wake up in the morning, you go to that special ed class, and you tell Terry, hey, you know what, Terry? You don't grab her tit, because I know she is also on the spectrum, but it's not cool for you to just be groping people left and right. We're going to break you of that, okay? This is what I'm talking about, guys. You guys fucking kick ass at your job. So when you kick ass at your job or in life, you don't feel like you need to ask somebody else who's doing, you know, who's not making any money ever. You don't feel the need to ask that guy for anything, but you could. You could just sit here and just, you could just, here's what I want to do. If you listen to the podcast at all, if you listen to it in any capacity, I want you just to fucking ask me a question about something in your life. Like, how would I handle your shit situation? And I think it'll give you some real perspective, because how I would handle is not the way you think you would or you should. So let's just do that. And you know what's going to happen here? No one's going to write in. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write my own. I'm gonna make up situations, make up scenarios. Like, if you're a listener of the podcast and you're still listening 26 minutes in, then you're a lifer. You're about the pod. Okay? And I love that. And this is where I spill the beans of, hey guys, I'm gonna make up some life advice questions that I'm gonna then respond to as if I didn't write them myself. Because it's just fun, dude. Because who cares? There's no rules. Like, I don't know when, early on, I was like, there's got to be rules. I mean, like, you should have a pod this way. You got to have guests, and it should be this long. And then you should wear this when you do it. You should talk about this. And things people want to, like, should be kind of serious. No, dude, it doesn't matter. Just go with the fucking flow, man. It's election night. It's deselection night. Dude. I just don't think you guys... I don't think you guys care. I hope you guys come here to check out a little bit. I know my boy EJ does. I know he's got a shitty drive to work. And by drive, I mean he walks barefoot probably. The guy lives in the sticks. Then my guy Booty, I mean, there's no season right now. Like, he's pretending to coach, but he's really just kind of, you know, putting a thumb in his ass and just seeing if Best needs anything. And that's an inside baseball joke. That only like 3 people will get. And that's what I love about it, dude. Is inside jokes fucking get you there, man. I remember being younger and thinking that. Like, you remember the first time you heard someone make a joke that you didn't get? And then you ask them, hey, like, what do you do? Like, why did you do that? And they're like, oh, it's an inside joke. Which is pretty much just them saying, get fucked. Which was super rude. Jordan Hastings used to always do that. He was the first guy I ever heard say, it's an inside joke, man. It's like, hey, you should go fuck yourself. Hey, you can get out of here. Hey, you should sit on a dick. Hey, you know what? We're not going to be friends probably until we're playing football together and I need you. That's what he said. That's what he said. Not in so many words, but that's just kind of how my interpretation of it is. Who gives a shit, dude? None of it matters. I got 5 on it. Oh. I don't know, dude. I'm just having fun. I'm literally just here to have fun. That's it. That's all I want to do is fuck around and have a good time. I want to talk to my friends. All I want is the hang, guys. I want the hang. And, you know, hanging with myself is fun sometimes, too. I jerked off earlier today. Wasn't even horny. Just did it because I felt like maybe that'll help me sleep better in the middle of the day. You ever do that? You ever beat off just because you're like, ah, fuck, I got nothing else going on. I know Tom's done that, but Tom stopped listening a long time ago. I made fun of him too much early on. He's like, I'm out, dude. You're pretty mean. I don't know if it was that mean. Man, it feels good to get a little bit. You know when you work all day long and then you get shit done outside of work, like around the house? And then you come into your podcast studio that you just fucking built, and you have a nice brew, and you go the full, look, we're coming up on 30 minutes here. We're already at 30 minutes almost, guys. Fucking hell yeah, dude. All right, I'm gonna check this girl's this Tinder message real quick, and I'll let you know, because you were kind of also invested in the Bobby Schmurder GIF. I figured that she'll actually love it. Wait, hold on. Man, she didn't fucking get the Bobby Schmurder. She's not the one. She's not the one. She didn't laugh at the Bobby Schmurder a week ago. About a week ago. And we freaking out. And we freaking... All right, well, what are you going to do? You can't win them all, dude. I mean, I don't even know. Maybe she sucks. We don't really know. We've talked to her for 30 seconds. I'll let you guys know how this one goes, okay? Because you know I will. Because who cares, dude? Anybody that listens to my podcast and is like, utter like the thing you might have said about me. You know what? First of all, it fucking wasn't about you. You fucking narcissist, dude. Look, I jokingly call myself a narcissist because fucking who cares? Like, whatever. But people that are like, I knew you were talking about me. It's like, no, dude, you just wish I was talking about you because you want to text me and talk to me about the thing that you want to wish I was even almost saying. And if that didn't make any sense to you, then that's how I feel every time I talk to your ass. Savvy? Sevi? Remember that? Isn't that from Pirates of the Caribbean? Who cares? We're falling off. All right, we did it. First episode of the new studio, team. I was on the floor a week ago, and now I got this beautiful fucking setup, dude. God, dude, I'm just fucking really in the pocket. The wheelhouse has only gotten bigger, and I'm stoked to be here. So if you're a listener of the podcast, thank you. Buy more t-shirts. I got them for you. I love you guys. And I'm not even going to say anything mean at the end of this. I'm just going to show you all love. Love you guys. Unless you didn't buy a t-shirt. Then, well. Get fucked. All right, I'm out. We're good. All right. Love you guys.